Welcome back, everyone. Today's podcast is probably one of my favorite topics, judgment and decision making. You know, we all know judgment. It's just how we perceive things and what we make of things. And that ties into decision making, which is the actual process of our end term analysis. It's what our course of action is. You know, we take decisions, we make decisions, and we judge all the time. You know, in the book, in our textbook, it says we all judge all of the time. It's just part of our human nature. And that is so true, because we judge all the time, whether it's what we're wearing, what we're eating, a book we want to read. You know, we always get that phrase of don't judge a book by its cover. And I'll get into that here in a bit. But going back to decision making, you know, it's just part of our everyday life. It's so important. It's from the most simple thing to the most complex. It can be such a life-changing decision, or it can be a simple decision of, do I want white socks or black socks today, you know? Along with decision making, there is so much commitment behind it. And with commitment, there's also consequences, whether it's good or bad, based on the decision you make. It all ties in together, from starting point base of judgment to the decision making and finally making that commitment. It's just so important. You know, a lot of the times we judge from the information given in our environment. You know, based on different environments that we're put in, we make different decisions and different judgments to make those decisions, which is super crucial, the environment we're put in. One thing that specifically stood out to me within judgment and decision making is a heuristic. It allows us to solve and make a decision or judgment quickly, you know? And at first I was like, I don't agree with this. Why would I agree with this? I felt that it was a lot of judging a book by its cover. So this is where that ties back in. We're told to not judge a book by its cover because there can be more behind it. There's a bigger story behind that we're not seeing based off just the cover, right? But that's where this heuristic comes in. You know, sometimes we judge too much and want too much information. And in this case, we want less information to be able to make that judgment quickly. And so even though we say don't judge a book by its cover, sometimes we have to reverse the roles and actually judge a book by its cover in order to make those decisions. This specifically touched me because as a criminal justice major, I want to go into law enforcement. And with this, I think about it all the time as, okay, well, yes, we don't want to judge a book by its cover, but as a police officer, you have to make split decisions. You have to make split decisions so quickly because depending on the environment, once again, that you're put in, you know, it could be a life or death situation, or it could be a simple situation. But regardless, as an officer, you have to act. You have to react, you know? So it starts with that judgment, you know? We don't want to go into depth looking for cues later on, yes, but if I'm put in a scenario where I see a guy with a gun, what am I have to make a judgment and assess that quickly. You know, I can't just wait and try to get more context clues. If the guy has a gun pointing at me like he's going to shoot me, that's a life and death situation where I need to make the judgment of, okay, I'm judging a book by its cover. He has a gun. He's pointing it at me. I give him a command to put it down. He didn't. Okay, now it's time for me to react. My decision is what, you know? It's that split second. And so with the heuristic, we also have the availability heuristic, which is, it goes off a lot of trends, which again ties back into the policing for me. You know, we see trends of airplane hijackings and terrorist attacks and all these things that make headlines. And because of those one or two occasions that happen, now all of a sudden it's this stereotypical thing to jump to those conclusions, which is why this topic has just intrigued me so much. And then along with that, we also have the take the best heuristic, which was just obviously the decision making of, is it this or that? what's the best? You know, you go with the best option. In a scenario where you're given a whole bunch of context clues, you know, I have this, I have this, this is the information I was given, this is the information I'm looking for. Okay, what decision am I making based off that? So, yeah, it's just we think about it. It's part of our everyday lives, you know. You wake up in the morning and what am I gonna have for breakfast? What does my day consist of? I am a person who loves to plan and I love to stay organized. So if I can't plan and stay organized, you know, it just all goes downhill from there. So making judgments based off what I know is super crucial for the decisions I'm gonna make. And even more so going into policing, I truly was intrigued by this topic. And I hope you guys are just as intrigued as I am. Thank you.